Welcome back to St. Paul, the XL Energy Center. After one period of play, Minnesota is taking the lead 1-0 in this hockey game. The goal by Joel Erichinek with Kaprizov and Boldy picking up the assist. I'm Tom Reed. Please be joined with a guy who spent 17 years in the National Hockey League from North St. Paul, Brett Hagan. Brett, I guess, first of all, welcome to the broadcast, and I'm glad you have a smile on your face. When your team is always out 15-1, you think, uh-oh, could be worse, could be two to nothing.
It could be 2 or 3 nothing. You're right. It's been a tough season for the Sharks. I mean, call it what it is. They're the 32nd team in the National Hockey League in the standings. A team that probably should have rebuilt and burned it down to the studs, scorched earth, however you want to call it. They should have done it a few years ago. But this was the season I think they finally had to figure that, hey, we've got to take it down. We've got to get rid of salaries. We've got to find a way to recoup some draft choices. They've got two number one draft choices coming up in this draft coming, and then the next one following this year, they'll have another two number one draft choices in the following season as well. So they've got some players, Will Smith from Boston College, who's having a terrific season, one of the guys leading the country in points in the NCAA.
I think we'll see him for the Frozen Four coming here, too.
I really hope so. Yeah. I'd love to see them coming right here at the Excel Center and see how well he plays. I mean, that game that they played against Boston University there just a week ago, he ended up having 5 points, four goals and assist against the rival BU. So this kid's the real deal. I think, you know, is he going to really change the organization? He will with a bunch of other guys around him. Mukhma Dulin is a defenseman, you know, 6'5", out of Russia, and a phenomenal defenseman. I think he's going to be great for the Sharks. They've got a few pieces to build around, Tom, that I think it's not going to happen right away. We know the pain's real. It's going to be real for the next few years, but the good news is they're finally took it down to the studs and trying to rebuild.
Yeah, when you talk about that, taking it down to the studs is a decision you have to make, but it's hard to do that, especially as a GM, because you want to win. You want to bring some excitement to your fan base, and you don't have to know when is the right time to do it and when is it not the right time to do it.
Very difficult. And then when you've got an owner that really didn't want to do it a few years ago, wanted to save the guys like Couture, who's still there, hurt right now, but you know, guys like Tomas Hertl and Brent Burns and Eric Carlson and Joe Pavelski, and you can go right down the line of players that have now gone on to other places. But I think when you finally, the new regime comes in and Mike Greer, they made a decision to say, hey, this is the year that we have to do something, get rid of some of these salaries, try to recoup as many draft choices as possible to try to restock the shelves and rebuild.
Yeah, and you look at San Jose, a great place to go, a great place to visit, obviously a very expensive city to be, as you know as well, but you get rid of some players, and I was talking to Brent Burns not too long ago, and he was talking about the fact how much he enjoyed it there, but it was time to move, and, you know, sometimes a change is good for the players, too.
Well, you know, speaking of Brent Burns, what a professional. You guys saw him here in Minnesota for many years, and then we had him in San Jose, and then I get a call in the summer, hey, from Rod Brindamore from Carolina, saying, hey, what do you think of Brent Burns? And, you know, I didn't have anything negative to say about Brent. You know, I think he's just a phenomenal athlete. He's a complete pro, looks after himself. He's going to continue, 39 years old, continues to produce, right? And now I just want to see him get a shot at a Stanley Cup. And that Carolina Hurricane team, coached by one of my best friends, Rod Brindamore, is going to have a shot this year.
Yeah, they were here not too long ago. Carolina was here. Of course, Brent came in, and he's got his fatigues on. He's got this big backpack. I said, what do you got in there? He said, well, I have my coffee pot, and I have my bean crusher, and I have my beans, and I have my cups, and he's got everything in the backpack. He's just an interesting guy. And, of course, he has got that big ranch down in Texas that he spends a lot of his summertime with down there. But it's interesting when you come across characters like that.
Well, you know what I really love, and Brent Burns talked about this, is what he did learn from a guy like Joe Thornton. Playing in San Jose, is that Joe really embraced Brent Burns being him. Didn't tell him to be somebody else or, you know, give him grief over this big backpack and all the things he carries on the road. He embraced him. He said, you be you, and you just come to the rink and bring what you bring to the hockey. I've never seen anybody shoot the puck like Brent Burns. When he can get the puck off the dasher, Tom, at the point, he gets it under pressure, and he can risk that puck to the net better than anybody I've ever seen ever play the game. I mean, that's how good he is at working that puck to the front of the net. I mean, you know when he's on the ice in the offensive zone and he has the opportunity to deliver a strike at the net, it's coming.
Yeah, it really is. And it's coming with a lot of velocity, too. I can remember the first game he ever played. It was a preseason game when we were in Montreal. And he, by far, was the best player on the ice, all over the ice. You didn't know where he was going to go, but he was having a great time on the ice, and that really prove them. And that's one of the reasons they traded him here. They couldn't control him because they didn't know what side he was going to be on. And with his defensemen out there, they weren't quite sure where they should go because they didn't know where he was going to go.
Well, everything I told, you know, this is a good story because everything I told Rod Brindamore when he called me about Brent Burns, I said the one thing that you've got to do to Brent Burns in practice is when he wants to run on a two-on-one or play the position that's not natural, where he tries to have fun in practice and run out of position and not play a two-on-one the right way. And you and I know that when you're playing a two-on-one, when you leave the feet, I hate that. I think you've got to be able to know that a left-hand shot, right-hand shot immediately when you know who's coming down on you in two-on-one. Okay? If I'm a defenseman and on my left-hand side, that player is a right-hand shot, so the puck is on the outside. That means that pass is going to be more dangerous to make, so I have to shade a little bit more to the receiver.
Right.
Now I have to take my stick and make sure is it a one-time situation or is it kind of close back door, and position my body knowing that the longer I can delay that rush, that shot, the better my goaltender has the ability to make a stop.
Yeah.
But what Brent Burns does in practice is he'll charge at a guy. And he'll play unorthodoxed. And I told Rod Brindamore, I said, when he does those things in practice, you got to shut it down. You got to correct it because it's going to be a big game in a big situation, and he's going to charge. And that's not the right time to do it. You've got to build trust with your goaltender, right? And the way I could best explain this, and if I ever had a chance to talk to Burnsy again, I'd say, you know, when you and Joe Pavelski would step out on the ice for practice, and you guys would do 100 pucks before anybody hit the ice of him, you shooting the puck from the point and him tipping it. I said, if you shot pucks at his head every third puck or fourth puck or unpredictable, do you think he'd have a lot of confidence in you shooting the puck when you got it back on the point? I'd say no. He would want to stand there because he doesn't know if it's coming at his head, right? Well, the goaltender's got to be the same way on the other side. He has to know that he can trust the defenseman to make the play so he can focus on the shot. And that's the one thing for Burnsy. I think if he can figure that out and be predictable in the defensive zone and on two-on-ones and three-on-twos, I think this kid could win a cup this year. And I think Rod Brindamore hopefully has got him playing the way he needs to really help lead the team.
Yeah, we got about a minute to go. Let's talk a little bit about this team also. It's got to be difficult for the players to come to the rink every day knowing full well where they're going to be in the standings. It's going to help you when it comes to draft time. But at the same time, how difficult is it for the broadcasters too?
It's tough. Look, I mean, for us, you got to be critical, but you got to be honest. But you also have to realize, for me, I was a player like you. You got to, when you hard on a guy, you got to pick him up the next time he does something good. And I think, look, I there's a lot of players working to get better. I know the coaching staff cares. David Quinn has done a good job of trying to build players up and hold guys accountable all in the same sort of breath. And that's hard to do when you're losing most games in the season, but there's a lot of good pros on this team, but a lot of guys still learning how to become a good pro.
Yeah. Very quickly, who's a better skater, you or your wife?
Christy was by far the best skater in our family. And then my daughter was the second best. My little Emma, my second daughter, she was a good little figure skater too. So I was by far third best in my family.
Thanks, Brent, for being with us.
You got it.
Brett Hedigan, our guest here. Brandon, let's go back to you.
Yeah, thanks, Tom, for joining us. Brett Hedigan will get a gift certificate to Tom Reed's Hockey City Pub. A full recap of the period is next. You're listening to Wild Hockey, presented by XL Energy.